because you live and breathe in me. It's a new dawning, brand new mercy. Yesterday's gone.
Thank you for joining us for another episode of Modern Living with Dr. Angela. I'm your host, Dr. Angela Chester. Today we are at day 3 of our week-long series of looking at abusive behaviors. Day 3, we discuss sexual abuse. Now, I've rated this particular one about a PG-13, meaning young children, you may not want to listen to this particular episode with them around, as that they may have questions that may not be age-appropriate for them. However, if you think that your child is at a maturity level where they can deal with this information, then of course you as the parent have the right to allow them to listen. But I would say nothing too graphic, but it may just raise some questions that depending on whether or not you wish to discuss it further with your children. This is a serious topic that we're discussing today, so our phone lines are open for anyone who wishes to call in or make a comment, or perhaps you simply want to join us in our chat room. You're always welcome to do that. If you're going to be on the go, we also suggest that you give us a call so that you can take us with you. Our call-in number is 347-637-3288. That number again to call in is 347-637-3288. Abusive relationships are unfortunately quite common in today's society, and this series is going to take a look at 5 different types of abuse. Abuse is any behavior that is designed to control or subjugate another human being through the use of fear, humiliation, and or verbal or physical assault. Today is sexual abuse, and you're asking, what is sexual abuse? Sexual abuse is unwanted sexual activity with perpetrators using force, making threats, or taking advantage of victims not able to give consent. Immediate reaction to sexual abuse can include shock, fear, and or disbelief. Long-term symptoms include anxiety, fear, and post-traumatic stress disorder. Sexual abuse also refers to any action that pressures or coerces someone to do something sexually that they don't want to do. A behavior that impacts a person's ability to control their sexual activity or the circumstance in which sexual activity occurs. This would include oral sex, rape, or restricting access to birth control or condoms. It is important to know that just because someone that we consider the victim didn't say no, that doesn't mean that by default they're saying yes. When someone does not resist an unwanted sexual advance, it also doesn't mean that they are giving their consent. Sometimes physically resisting can put the victim at a bigger risk for further physical or sexual abuse. I know that many times that becomes a question when someone that the victim is telling the story to, or perhaps that person is sharing it with someone, then the question always comes up, well, did he or she try to get away? Did they resist? Did they put up a fight? That's an unfair assessment because you never know what that could have caused. So let's give you some statistics about our victims. 44% of victims are under the age of 18. 80% are under the age of 30. Sexual assault by the numbers. Every 2 minutes, another American is sexually assaulted. There is an average of 237,868 victims age 12 or older that are sexually assaulted each year. Reporting to the police. 60% of sexual assaults are not reported to the police. 97% of rapists will never spend a day in jail. About the rapists. Approximately two-thirds of assaults are committed by someone known. 38% of rapists are a friend or acquaintance. So what does sexual abuse look like? What are the attributes? Sexual abuse pressures you to have sex. It pressures you to perform sexual acts that make you uncomfortable and or hurt you. It directs physical injury towards your sexual area. It attacks your femininity or your masculinity. It puts you at risk for unwanted pregnancy and or sexually transmitted diseases. It withholds sex and affection. It calls you sexual names, such as being a whore or a slut. This person tells anti-woman jokes or demeans women verbally. It accuses you of having or wanting to have sex with others. It forces you to have sex with others. An abuser threatens to disclose your relationship when you do not want it to be known. It forces you to view pornography. It rapes or sexually assaults you. A sexual abuser pressures you to dress in a certain way. It degrades you with your sexual needs and your feelings about sex. It accuses you of being gay if you refuse to have sex if you're in a heterosexual relationship. It spreads rumors about your sexual behaviors. A sexual predator, an abuser, forces you or refuses to let you use birth control. They make unwanted public sexual advances, and they make remarks about your sexual abilities in private or in front of others. So what does Scripture say about sexuality, about sexual abusers? 1 Corinthians 6:13. And unless I say we're reading from the NIV today, I'll tell you when I'm reading from another version. 1 Corinthians 6:13 says, "The body is not meant for sexual immorality, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. The body is not meant for sexual immorality, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body." Hebrews 13:4. "Marriage should be honored by all, and the marriage bed kept pure, for God will judge the adulterer and all the sexually immoral." Marriage should be honored by all, and the marriage bed kept pure, for God will judge the adulterer and all the sexually immoral. 1 Thessalonians 4:3-4. 1 Thessalonians 4:3-4. "It is God's will that you should be sanctified, that you should avoid sexual immorality, that each of you should learn to control his own body in a way that is holy and honorable." It is God's will that you should be sanctified, that you should avoid sexual immorality, that each of you should learn to control his own body in a way that is holy and honorable. Ephesians 5:3, from the New Living Translation. Let there be no sexual immorality, impurity, or greed amongst you. Such sins have no place among God's people. Let there be no sexual immorality, impurity, or greed among you. Such sins have no place among God's people. Acts chapter 15, verse 29. Acts chapter 15, verse 29, the Amplified Bible. That you abstain from what has been sanctified, that you abstain from what has been sacrificed to idols, and from tasting blood, and from eating the meat of animals that have been strangled, and from sexually impurity. If you keep yourselves from these things, you will do well. Farewell, and be strong. That you abstain from what has been sacrificed to idols, and from tasting blood, and from eating the meat of animals that have been strangled, and from sexual impurity. If you keep yourselves from these things, you will do well. Farewell, and be strong. Ephesians 5, chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 3, New Living Translation. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 3. Let there be no sexual immorality, impurity, or greed among you. Such sins have no place among God's people. 1 Corinthians 10, 13. Corinthians 10, 13. No temptation has seized you except what is common to man. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it. 1 Corinthians 10, 13. No temptation has seized you except what is common to man. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it. There is a way out. Acts 13, 38 through 39. Acts 13, 38 through 39. Therefore, my brothers, I want you to know that through Jesus, that forgiveness of sins is proclaimed to you. Through him, everyone who believes is justified from everything you cannot be justified from by the law of Moses. Therefore, my brothers, I want you to know that through Jesus, the forgiveness of sins is proclaimed to you. Through him, everyone who believes is justified from everything you could not be justified from by the law of Moses. So be it that you are the abuser or the victim, there is healing through Christ. If you believe that you need professional assistance, care, or you simply want to talk to find out if you need more counseling, I'd love to assist you. Please feel free to visit New Life Pastoral Counseling at www.newlifepastoralcounseling.com or give us a call here at the office at 562-209-2083, 562-209-2083. We would love to assist you further. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Modern Living with Dr. Angela. I'm your host, Dr. Angela Chester. We hope that you will be able to join us for our week-long series of looking at abusive behaviors. As always, may you have a wonderful day and be blessed in the Lord. Bye-bye.